T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome in now, Mark Spears, senior NBA writer for ESPN's The Undefeated, after Zion Williamson had an impressive NBA debut, 17 straight points in 3 minutes and 8 seconds. Mark Spears, ESPN's Undefeated, how are you?
Man, that was one of the most incredible 3 minutes of sports I've ever seen.
I'm with you. I was sitting there watching, just going, wow, are you kidding me? This is really happening in 3 minutes and 8 seconds, 17 straight points, 4 straight three-pointers?
Now, Mark, just put your coaching hat on. Wouldn't you be tempted, like Coach Gentry, because all of a sudden now you're beating the Spurs, to keep him in? I know it's the medical staff and all that, but and you know Zion wanted to play, but
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. You think that 5 minutes more would have made any difference as far as his health status or what?
I talked to Coach after the game, and he fought him for an extra two. He fought the medical staff. The medical staff actually wanted him to take Zion out while he was on his hot streak.
Whoa.
So I've been looking at them crazy, and it's like, look, I can't take him out now. And luckily he was able to squeeze out a couple more, but once that timeout came, I'm sure you guys seen the video of the like short conversation they had. You know, Alvin told me that Zion told him, like, Coach, keep me in. I want to win this game for us. And he's like, man, you got you preaching to the choir.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
Mark,
I want you to play too. You know what you what I'm sure might be interesting to you, Bobby, is that during the press conference, Alvin said, well, if it was Drew Brees, they probably would have let him stay in.
Right.
Yeah, Mark, we talked about that earlier. Basically, if Zion had been a 4 or 5 year established player and not a 19-year-old rookie on making his debut, he could have told the medical staff, I don't care what you're telling me I got to do, I'm going out there and playing.
Yeah, I was wondering, is it because the medical staff is the Saints one? Or like they have something to do with the Saints.
Well, they're trying to cover their behind.
Whoever this mystery decision maker is, you know, because we never got who made the decision's name. I'm sure it was a variety of people. And, no, it's smart, man. They got to think long-term and not last night. But, boy, I mean, you guys have been in that place before. I've been to there tons of times. I've been there in the playoffs. That's about as electric as it's ever felt in that venue.
Now, Mark, you look at the game and how it unfolded. And, boy, you could see he was a pro's pro, LaMarcus Aldridge, the big man for the Spurs, 32 points, 12 of 20. Then I'm looking at Brandon Ingram, and I think he will end up being on the All-Star team, and the coaches will make sure that occurs. But he was only 6 of 22, ended up having 22 points, but it was a struggle to get the 22 points. But 6 of 22, and, boy, that didn't help Zion, I think, from the get-go when you miss, when you're trying to facilitate and get involved and fit in, when you miss 11 of their first 12 attempts from the behind the arc. Those 3-pointers. Now, we ended up 7 of 23, but not getting off to a fast start in the 3-point range. And then when you consider just 2 days earlier, they connected on a franchise record 21 against the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, it's like helter-skelter right here.
Yeah, and there's going to be an adjustment period. I mean, you're adding a major player to their offense. VI is going to have to adjust. Everybody's going to have to adjust. You're adding somebody like, I mean, lightning in the bottle. This man scored, 17 points in less than 3 minutes. Like, so that just shows you what he's capable of doing. So, I mean, hey, you got to get the ball in his hands. You got to get him touches. B.I.'s touches will probably go down a little bit. Everybody else's touches. So I don't think we should expect them to just jump out of the gate because he's there. Everybody's going to have to adjust to everybody. I don't know if there's one guy ahead of the other, but I do expect some growing pains with this team before the schedule gets a lot easier in the latter part, and they make what I believe make a run at the postseason.
Mark Spears, ESPN's The Undefeated. Mark, if Zion turns out to be another Charles Barkley, would the Pelicans, should Pelicans fans be okay with that, and would the organization be okay with that?
Oh, man, that's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, it's that Hall of Famer. Yeah.
You take that all day. I mean, Charles is probably underrated. He was amazing. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because I've heard a bunch of different comparisons. And to me, that's who he reminds me of. Because, I mean, he ain't the tallest guy, but he's powerful. The round mound of rebound was equally as powerful. And you know what? They both have genuine great personalities, too. The city of New Orleans is going to now get to know Zion a lot better. I got to see him behind the scenes at the Mission, where, you know, they have a lot of homeless. They have a homeless shelter there, and, you know, people are getting fed for Thanksgiving. And just his kindness, his, you know, wanting to talk to people, take pictures with them, let them, you know, hug him, shake his hand. It was all genuine. And so now you'll get to see the off-the-court stuff more. And I think he truly fits New Orleans. He's from South Carolina, loves it there. I think if he would have ended up in New York, it would have been too much for him. I think he and Brandon Ingram, two Carolina guys, are going to be right at home for a long time in New Orleans.
Now, Mark, Paul, when you look at game plans, and I know Coach Gentry got to tweak this, and because it is unusual considering his stature as far as his height, because he has the foundation about being the five. And it seems like that could be a package that definitely could work to the Pelicans' advantage, because I think he is stout enough to play that five defensively, and then just the threat he is offensively at that five. Whether if you don't come and honor my shot, especially, I don't know, he don't have to make 4 or 4. How about make 35% from the three-point range, and then you come out to check me, and then I could penetrate or I could attack the basket, and then he's a good enough facilitator and passer that he could take advantage of his teammates. I think we're going to see more minutes, and how Coach Jenner is going to tweak things, and I want you to comment on this, as him being a five as far as what they're trying to do with a game plan.
Well, he could play that, but you know what? I do think that there's a potential great one-two punch, maybe not this season, but in the future with him and Jackson Hayes.
Okay.
I think Jackson Hayes is going to be a rim protector for them, a rebounder for them, an alley-oop catcher. Those two guys together, and perhaps his presence defensively could make it a lot easier for Zion, too. What you're talking about, I think, will definitely be the case, you know, this season, but long-term, because I do think Jackson Hayes is a steal, and he's going to get stronger. He's going to get more experience. He's young, too. You know, they're both really right. Young guys. I think they're going to grow into a powerful front court duo together.
Mark Spears, ESPN's The Undefeated senior writer for the NBA, or senior NBA writer for ESPN's The Undefeated. Should have said it that way the first time. Mark, thanks a bunch, man.
Hey, Bobby.
Yes.
I went to your restaurant, man, after the LSU-Texas A&M game. Had a great time, man. Service, great food.
Well, thanks a lot. Yeah, I always tell the servers, treat people how you want to be treated or you can't work here. So hopefully they responded to that.
All right, thanks, guys.
They're listening. Thank you, Mark.
All right, Mark Spears.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.